Welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Chris and Joshua. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is, would you rather have to watch your parents have sex once a year or every time you have sex, have it broadcast randomly to a television somewhere? So what questions do you folks have about the parameters of this?
When I am watching my parents have sex.
Oh, God.
Are you watching your own parents have sex or is it somebody else's parents?
It's your own parents.
It's your own parents. That's fun. Is this something that, how is this scheduled? How is the timing working on this?
So I'm going to say your parents don't know what's happening.
Wait, they don't know I'm watching?
They don't know you're watching.
Is it live?
It's live.
Oh. On the internet?
There'll be, you know, you'll have to watch it on a large screen. Let's say like your largest television.
I thought we had to watch it like in the room live.
That would affect your parents' behaviors.
Okay.
Make it sexy.
Your parents gotta let their freak flags fly. I mean, they
gotta be doing what they naturally do.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you keep imagining that.
What if you were conceived while they were doing weird, gross shit?
You think you weren't?
Just having sex is
weird,
by gross
nature
shit.
Of you having
Guys,
parents.
Guys, I'm gonna be honest, this really bums me out.
But so we're forging ahead.
So you've got to watch it, let's say, on like quite a large television at a reason, just a few feet away. At
like 4K
distance.
3D?
Yep. No, just high def is enough.
Just high def.
And you have to, from like the beginning of, you know,
Cordis,
foreplay,
the business,
all the way to the end. And it, you know, it could be 6 minutes. It could be 2 hours. But however long it takes, once a year.
Ugh.
You'll know what time you need to be there.
What if my parents don't have sex in that year?
Then you have to watch an old recording, let's say.
Uh-huh.
You still have to watch it.
Okay. A best of.
A best of, yeah, an amateur night.
And is this just like video camera, like CCTV, or is somebody like doing action shots? Am I watching a porno?
Angles?
Yeah, I'm going to say like that.
I'm watching.
I mean, they're not aware of this camera.
No. It's one of those magical, mythical cameras.
But this is a porno. This is not like.
It's, well, there's not.
Yeah, this
music
is not like just
writing.
Like in the corner of the room.
Yeah, it's not
angle.
A camera in the corner of the room. I mean,
can there be music?
It would be as close as if you were standing next to the bed or just a few feet away from wherever they are.
Okay.
Well, but standing next to the bed and moving around.
Well, yeah.
To get better angles.
Yeah, but I mean, there won't be any like close-ups of. God, I didn't want to say it.
if it's like a porno, there might be.
I know, but let's say it's like, you know, you're in the action, but you're not in the crevices.
Crevasse. Oh, I'm never having sex again. This is disgusting.
Well, then the other alternative might be better for you.
Right. So, okay. So, let's say I pick the other alternative. So
yeah.
Every time I have sex, it's broadcast to a television somewhere.
Randomly somewhere in the world.
One television?
Just one television.
So it could be Times Square or it could be like some ricky old black and white TV in the middle of rural Africa.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
It could be a TV in a basement somewhere that nobody's looking at.
It could be a TV in a bar.
A bar.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What happens
like
that
on
one
Super
time
Bowl Sunday.
When you've met the girl or guy of your dreams? And you're having sex, and it appears on your television in the same room. And they're like, what? You're videotaping this?
How are you getting that angle?
Wow, that's amazing. Who's here with us? Is it a ghost?
Okay.
Is this from different angles and such as well?
It's going to be
like does
identical
this...
to the parental video.
Yeah.
In quality and quantity.
So high def looks produced.
High def looks produced.
Is there music?
I star in a porn.
Can yeah. I can there be music?
No.
What if I'm playing music?
Then the sound.
Oh,
that,
you're playing
is there
music.
Sound? Is there
yeah,
sound?
There's sound.
In the...
Of course, there's sound.
Oh, that's so much worse.
Yeah. So every grunt, every squeal, every...
I'm thinking of that guy in Forrest Gump. I don't know if you remember when he's a kid and he is sitting outside of his childhood house listening to his mom have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, he does an impersonation
yeah,
of him?
Yes. Yeah. I was about to try to... There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that guy. Oh, my God.
And we've seen Chris's video.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, God.
My initial thoughts are, I do not, what if your parents are dead? What if I kill my parents? Do I still have to watch them?
We're going to assume your parents are still alive.
Forever?
Yeah.
They're immortal?
For the rest of your life.
Your parents are Highlanders?
I think that's even worse.
Once a year until you die, you have to watch a video of your parents having sex. It could be an oldie but a goodie, or maybe a recording that you didn't catch the first time around.
And what if
do you mean you didn't catch the first time around?
Like, you have to watch it once a year and it's scheduled, but who's to say that it's not being recorded and just not broadcast to you? Other times of the year. So there's an infinite number of these encounters that you could be watching.
Are you allowed to close your eyes?
Yeah. No. Can you close your eyes?
Of course not.
And you can't plug your ears?
No.
What if I rip my own eyes out? What if I get a cat
has to do it for
what if I get
you,
a cat near me and it pokes my eyeball and my eye deflates?
It deflates, yep. Has to deflate.
Deflate. Do I still have to watch it?
So you'd rather be blind for the rest of your life?
Can we just say that the images bypass your eye and they just go straight to your brain?
They get burned into the cortex.
I'm really heavily leaning towards broadcast to a TV.
Because there are billions of televisions.
Billions.
The chances, like, the whoever's seeing that, they're winning the lotto.
Yeah, they are. Also, I don't think... It would be that difficult for me to convince somebody that I need to wear a mask during sex.
Like, it's all part of the play.
I'm just super into dressing up like a luchador when I have sex. And then,
would you even go to that extent?
Maybe. I mean, with
the odds are so low that you're ever going to run into someone who's seen one of these broadcasts.
Except with the way the internet works, if this happens every time I have sex. And think about...
Oh, someone's going to capture it.
Sooner or later...
Let's assume it doesn't get captured.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. But the person...
I think you just made this easy.
But wow. The person has to watch... Like, they have to watch it from start to finish. Whatever people are around the television have to watch it from start to finish.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Just like you have to watch it.
I'm imagining all of the situations, like, you know, there's a World Cup game in Brazil, and you cut in that, and those people, for the rest of their life, they're looking to kill you. Like,
yeah.
Because they missed their
all you interrupted
the football match.
Yeah, I think I'd still do like at least a blindfold, like something. I think because there are a lot of televisions in the world, but there's also a lot of TVs that reach a wide audience, like in a stadium or in Times Square. Or I don't know if there was. What if? It's in a home and that person is getting raided by the police and it's on the show Cops. And so they're recording the TV right when my sex tape comes on. And then that's broadcast to everyone.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. You could also, though, work the time zones. Only have sex.
When
it's a certain time, like in the middle of the ocean. So then the number of TVs are pretty small.
That is also very true.
Yeah.
Like if you're middle of the night in New York, like there aren't going to be a ton of people that potentially could see it.
That means I might not be able to do, you know, afternoon delight.
You might not.
Skyrockets in flight.
Indeed.
Boom.
Is it only televisions that are turned on? Or is it any television? Like, can it poltergeist itself on?
Does the TV turn on?
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's someone to watch it.
Why would you be watching a television that's not on?
Well, I mean, say you're in your living room reading a book and the TV pops on.
So what if...
Sorry, when I'm in front of a television, it's on.
Otherwise a ghost comes out.
It's got to have snow first, though.
You got to copy that videotape.
Right.
And then, I know. You have to make sure someone else watches it.
Otherwise you'll die.
A third one is coming out this year.
Third ring?
Rings.
No.
Not kidding you.
No.
Not joking.
Five gold.
Oh, I think we're thinking of different movies.
No, the Ring movie where she crawls out of the well.
Yeah.
Like all yep. creepy yep. like.
The third one is coming out this year.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a second one.
There was a second one. I looked this all up on Wikipedia last night for some reason.
Why?
The woman who played the ghost in the second one.
Yeah.
Her name was Samara.
Sure.
Same actress in the third one, even though it's been like 11 billion
and
years.
And guess what else we learned about Samara?
Oh, yeah.
She's the voice of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch, one of my very favorite.
The first Samara, not this new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Lilo.
She's Lilo.
Okay.
I which love
one's,
Lilo.
Which one's Lilo?
Hawaiian girl, little oh, chubby okay. Hawaiian girl.
Stitch. The blue alien.
Stitch is the blue alien.
Who's yes. very normal.
I think I like Stitch better.
I like Stitch a lot.
Wait, maybe she was Stitch.
I don't know. Dude, you told me Lilo last night.
I feel like we're getting a little off track.
I think because we don't
feel like
want to
I have a brain
this.
Like a sieve.
Okay, Joshua.
Because I don't want to think anymore about my parents having sex.
So you think about Disney characters
so
instead.
So I think about Disney characters.
Okay, Josh.
Joshua, what are you thinking?
I think this is a super easy one. You go to the TV. Yeah. You go to the I have sex and it's on a television somewhere.
Yeah.
Because the chances of me ever running into someone who has seen this broadcast are super low.
Make somebody else deal with that.
Yeah, make somebody yeah. else deal with it.
Yep.
Then I can make all the weird noises I want. And they just have to deal with it.
I feel like you could take reasonable precautions as well. Yeah. I mean, which would kind of suck because of the fact that, you know, things couldn't be as spontaneous as you would like. But you could be like, people might be watching me right now. I'm going to do some crazy tricks.
Oh, man.
Watch out.
I kind of feel like this gets better if it can be recorded and put on the internet.
Yeah.
Because then you can do crazy stuff to try to become secret famous.
And what if,
I'm the guy on the internet that always has sex in this weird mask.
No, I wouldn't want that because there's enough contextual information about where you're having sex. Like
people on the internet are smart. Reddit, man, you can't.
Like looking at like my bookshelf and they see and they like yell enhance at the screen and then they see a photo.
Oh my God, it's going to be like Law and Order with like, okay, zoom in. Now enhance it.
Now
depixelate or
right.
whatever. That's a
yeah,
verb.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
And then
but
suddenly they're
4chan.
Looking at like your driver's license
yeah,
in your
they
wallet.
They can see yes. your fucking fingerprints.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that could happen where they see your fingerprints.
They're going to Google you. Watch out.
They can Google you.
We sound like complete morons.
I actually Googled myself today. Can't find me on the internet. Not on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
My LinkedIn comes up. And then
I'm sure my Facebook profile comes up.
And
I've
then someone else that
before.
Has my name comes up, but it's not me. She's lots of sporty.
I think there's
sporty.
There's a football player with
professional
named Chris with my last name. I don't know.
Can you steal his identity and get his money?
He plays on a team. A team that plays the football.
Hmm.
So maybe if people found out who that it was me, I could just say it's the football guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Look at him. We look just alike.
Yeah,
exactly.
Never mind my height and weight. Someone would have you on their NFL team.
Right.
We have not determined he's a professional.
I could kick.
You could be the kicker.
At least as good as that guy that missed the kick like 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry, what?
Last week.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm a hockey fan.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So I don't want to go down the road with my parents because frankly, it's horrifying. It's the whole concept. I love my mom. One time, Joshua's parents... His mother, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. And is this going to be podcast appropriate? Whatever it is.
I don't know. Suffice to say that his mother gave me a heart to heart one time.
Oh,
and
God.
I saw something on the nightstand that I wish I had never seen because it made me think, oh my God, Josh's mom and Josh's dad have sex with each other.
Okay. You don't need to go any farther than that.
Yeah. Let's know.
Anyway, just the whole concept of parents.
Yeah.
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 No.
No.
I frankly, I'd much rather my identity be known as the guy who
that
has
makes
sex.
Donkey noises.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'd much rather do that than watch my parents like once a year, even once a decade. No. I just.
Oh.
Like, if it was, like, a high once angle a year, and way back and grainy, maybe. And, like,
so it's like security cam footage?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like a really, like, old, the night vision green. Right. Convenience like, store, like, yeah. 9-inch black and white television.
Yeah. If it's that, okay, maybe. Because I could just lie to myself a lot.
You can't tell if your parents are having sex or buying cigarettes.
They're just hugging. They're just hugging. They're just hugging. Oh my God.
It's talking. It's talking.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's say you take the television route and someone does identify you.
Yeah.
What are the chances that you get a knock on the door from Elliot and Stabler from Law & Order SVU and you're just a sex criminal?
Why would that make you a sex criminal?
Yeah.
Randomly broadcasting your sex acts on a television?
But you're not doing it. It's just being done.
You're going to prove that to them?
Well, yeah.
You
well,
trust the cops to not just thing, arrest though. You?
They can't prove that it was ever done.
Right.
You trust them?
They can't prove that it was ever done.
Because it was broadcast the and then it disappears forever.
Where's the evidence?
This is a magical land we live in.
Where's the body? Where's the smoking gun?
You guys trust cops way more than me, apparently.
Yeah, maybe. That's legitimate. That is not the first time I've been accused of trusting cops.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I am scared of Elliot Stabler and Liv Benson.
You've just been watching a lot of Law & Order.
I have been recently.
God, he's been on this like SVU, and it's like old Law & Order where Liv has the short hair and she's got one eyebrow that's like halfway up her forehead.
No.
She always looks like surprised on one side, and you're like, oh, can afford to have a professional do that.
Girl, no.
No. Mariska Hargitay, if you're listening, I still love you.
Yeah. What's her name?
Mariska Hargitay.
Oh.
And pause.
Benson?
Bunsen?
Benson.
Bunsen?
Bunsen. Different show. Oh my God. How good would SVU be with Beaker and Bunsen as the.
Well, they've had the Law & Order Sesame Street thing, right? Remember with the Chung Chung?
Wow, that sounds.
With the Chung Chung.
Yeah, Chung Chung.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then Beaker was having sex. I had to watch it.
Oh, man. And then Swedish Chef showed up because that guy is.
He's got man hands.
He has human hands, and that is disturbing as hell.
Dirty bird. Okay, so did we all agree we would pretty much do anything
not have to watch our parents.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I would watch any Muppet have sex with any Muppet if it meant I didn't
what
have
it. Like Meet the Feebles. That movie is messed up.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's a Peter Jackson movie, the guy who did the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, I know.
It was one of it. No, wait, was it?
It wasn't. No.
Oh,
no, that was
I'm lying.
Taste.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
it's a.
It sounds like a movie I don't want to see.
It's a Muppet-esque movie, except it's like an R-rated Muppet movie.
Wow. So there's like Muppet STDs or Puppet STDs, because Muppet, I'm sure, is copyrighted.
Yeah, is a property of Jim Henson.
They're all like sleeping with each other and getting all skeezy.
But it's the same thing. Like, they have a variety show, and it's called Meet the Feebles. Instead of Muppets, they're Feebles.
Huh. Interesting.
It's slightly disturbing. I'm sure it's one of those movies that never made it off of VHS.
Like, yeah.
If I saw it now, I'm sure I would be horrified by it, but I really liked it in high school and college.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So, verdict is in. We really don't want to watch our parents have
we
sex.
We want you, the listening audience, to watch us have sex. We do not want to watch our own parents have sex. We will inflict our sex tape on you rather than have to watch our parents have sex.
Yeah. All right.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed really traumatic sexual things. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or you can tweet us at tortpodcast. Just use the hashtag can't unsee. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.